BBC News with Julie Candler. The police in Canada say they've foiled a major terror plot supported by Al-Qaeda to derail a passenger train travelling between the cities of Toronto and New York. They say they've arrested two people who are not Canadian citizens, Shaheb Asagaya and Rahid Jasser. Both have been charged with terrorism-related offences. Canadian police say they have evidence that Al-Qaeda elements in Iran were providing guidance, but that there was no indication that the alleged plot was state-sponsored. Chief Superintendent Jennifer Strachan says the arrests were based on a lengthy investigation.
We are alleging that these two individuals took steps and conducted activities to initiate a terrorist attack. They watched trains and railways in the Greater Toronto Area. These arrests are the conclusion of a very complex and lengthy investigation which involved multi-jurisdictional and multi-agency cooperation.
The sole surviving suspect in last week's Boston Marathon bombing in the United States has been charged with using a weapon of mass destruction against people and property, resulting in death. 19-year-old Jakarsa Nayef was charged as he lay in his hospital bed. If convicted, he could face the death penalty or life imprisonment. The White House has said he'll be tried in the U.S. criminal justice system and won't be treated as an enemy combatant. A spokesman, Jay Carney, explained why.
He will not be treated as an enemy combatant. We will prosecute this terrorist through our civilian system of justice. Under U.S. law, United States citizens cannot be tried in military commissions. And it is important to remember that since 9/11, we have used the federal court system to convict and incarcerate hundreds of terrorists.
Meanwhile, residents of Boston have held a silent vigil to mark the exact moment a week ago when the marathon bombs went off. Somber crowds gathered in the street on a sunny spring day, and a prolonged hush descended on the city. As the vigil ended, church bells across Boston rang out. Earlier in the day, the funeral service of 29-year-old Crystal Campbell, one of three people killed in the bombings last week, took place. European Union foreign ministers have permanently lifted their remaining sanctions against Burma, apart from an arms embargo. They welcomed what they called a new chapter in relations with the country following a series of political reforms. The European Union foreign policy chief, Catherine Ashton, said the EU wanted to be part of Burma's future.
We know that much remains to be done on human rights, on democracy, fighting poverty and achieving lasting peace. We don't underestimate the challenges. But we believe that now it is time to engage more and to help the transition move ahead. All these challenges can be better addressed in an open, democratic society. And we look forward to working closely with the government and all other stakeholders.
World News from the BBC. The Turkish government has described as objectionable a request by the US Secretary of State John Kerry for the Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan to delay his planned visit to Gaza. On Sunday, Mr. Kerry said during his visit to Istanbul that it would be better to wait for the right conditions. James Reynolds reports.
Turkey's Deputy Prime Minister Bülent Arınç has told reporters that John Kerry's suggestion was objectionable and incorrect. The Turkish government doesn't like America telling it what to do or even suggesting what it should do. But it's notable that Turkey's official reaction was not delivered by the Prime Minister himself. The US is concerned that an Erdogan visit to the Hamas-run territory of Gaza would damage America's key priority, reconciliation between its allies Turkey and Israel.
Police in Nicaragua have arrested a man from the United States who's suspected of having produced child pornography. The suspect, Justin Toth, was on the FBI's top 10 most wanted list, and there was a $100,000 reward for his capture. Mr. Toth is accused of taking offensive images while he worked as a primary school teacher. The Italian President Giorgio Napolitano has used his inaugural address to demand a new government and urgent reforms to break the political deadlock in the country. In unusually harsh language, he accused the parliament of unforgivable failures. Mr. Napolitano said that if this continued, he would not, as he put it, hesitate to take action before the country, in effect, threatening to resign. The Football Association in England has charged the Liverpool player Luis Suarez with violent conduct after he was seen biting an opponent on Sunday. He faces being punished with a lengthy suspension. Liverpool has already fined Suarez over the incident, with the player asking for the money to be donated to charity. The club says it wants the Uruguayan to stay, despite this latest controversy. BBC News.